Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says the rain will eventually end. It's going to be a gusty afternoon wind situation. High today around 58 degrees. Right now in Kenosha, 53. It's 50 in Burlington. In Milwaukee, the temperature is 53 and 54 here in Racine. Today, told by the state legislature that it had to do this, the Racine Unified School Boards accepted one of two recommended boundary maps by which to hold elections beginning next spring, while rejecting a third alternative. Board member Mike Frontier chaired the apportionment committee and said that despite the short timeline, he felt that both proposals submitted were pretty strong.
I'm sure that other iterations of this could be even better. This is our first shot at it, but I was very impressed with the committee, and there were five maps I made it. And we selected two to bring forward to the board.
Julie McKenna said, for me, the whole thing is kind of awkward.
It kind of secures the city of Racine in all three proposals, a majority on the board. And I'm not sure if that's the outcome is going to give what Caledonia and Mount Pleasant won in the end. But the state made that decision, not me. So I'm not sure it's going to be a plus for the city of Racine no matter what.
Map 5, as it's called, was supported over Map 1A, or the alternative. Also part of the process, deciding those elected next April in Districts 2, 3, and 7 will serve one-year terms. Districts 4, 5, and 6, the electees there getting 2 years, and three-year terms for those chosen for Districts 1, 8, and 9. At the end of each initial term, board members would then be elected to serve 3 years. The Racine School Board votes 5-4 in favor of the administration's salary proposal for teachers and teaching assistants, including supplemental pay. Last-minute efforts to amend it are rejected by that same majority. Superintendent Lolly Haas says based on a state aid reduction, a total of $4 million in salary and benefits is all the district can afford.
You combine the benefits and the salaries of our teachers in Racine Unified School District, we come out certainly in the top level of income and benefits combined. So we feel good that this raise will continue to keep us in that strong position, which is, of course, where we want to be, and it acknowledges the work of our fine teachers. We certainly wish it could be more, but this was not the budget year to allow us to do that.
The approved recommendation involves what the district says is a total average salary increase of 2.63% for teachers, 3.12% for the assistants, both groups having pushed, of course, for more. Several dozen teachers picketed in front of Kenosha Unified's Educational Support Center last night before the school board met, board members unanimously approving a budget for the current fiscal year that freezes wages for all employees. Board President Tamara Coleman assured the teachers and other staff members the board hopes to be able to offer some sort of alternative salary increase sometime this year.
The board is charged with exercising fiscal responsibility and ensuring it does not put the district in a permanent deficit year after year. Our goal is to continue to avoid any layoffs. The board is also currently looking at alternative ways to provide increases to staff. So although you see a 0%, do know that the board is constantly and will still look for opportunities to make increases for staff.
The district early had held two bargaining sessions with the Kenosha Education Association, but declared an impasse after its only offer was a wage freeze. Under state law, a district after declaring an impasse can impose its last offer. The new majority on the Racine Unified School Board made its presence known early at last night's special meeting. The agenda with items previously not accepted to a majority of the 8 members remaining after Lisa Parham's resignation in June, with newly signed state law allowing President Melvin Hargrove to appoint John Coates to fill the vacancy. A move by Dennis Weiser to allow public comment not listed on the agenda was defeated by a vote of 5-4. It's not what was sought when the process began or what had been planned for, but based on the state budget, final enrollment numbers, and other related factors, including voucher funding, the 2015-16 Racine Unified School District budget carries a higher levy and tax rate, which the Board of Education approved unanimously. Chief Financial Officer Mark Dove said that when the referendum was proposed, the goal was to maintain the tax rate if all things remained the same.
Unfortunately, the state changed the way they're funding vouchers and change the way they're funding desegregation. So what this chart or this graph represents is that if things had remained the same, the tax levy would have been below what our commitment was when we had considered the referendum.
The tax rate of $10.63 will actually drop to $10.41, according to Duff, because of state property tax relief. Superintendent Lolly Haas said total instructional spending is up with this budget, even though the percentage is down due to the referendum. More than 2,100 students are attending classes in private voucher schools in Racine under the Racine Parental Choice Program this school year. It's about 600 more than last year, according to WRJN's Janet Hoff.
According to figures released by the State Department of Public Instruction, of the 19 schools participating in the program, 17 have enrolled students under the voucher program, ranging from one student to 100% of the school's enrollment. This year, the manner in which the Racine voucher program and all other voucher programs in the state are funded has changed. State aid for students enrolled in the program goes to their voucher school, meaning a reduction in state aid for the Racine Unified District of $4.2 million. Statewide, enrollment in the voucher schools more than doubled now that the cap has been lifted, and school districts lost a total of $11.9 million in funding that followed students to their voucher school. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And Racine-based Twin Disc reporting a first quarter 2016 loss of $4.3 million, citing a sharp drop in demand for its oil and gas industry products. That translates to 39 cents per share of stock for the recent three-month period, which ended September 25th. It compares to a profit of $4 million for the same time a year ago. Quarterly sales fell 42% to $37.4 million from $64.8 million. WRJN.com. It is your source for our local news throughout the day. The newscasts are in podcast form on the webpage. Go to the local news section. At WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.